All right, welcome to another episode of Gin and Truth. I'm the captain of this ship, Robert motherfucking Reed. I got a tumble full of Hendrix. I got a mind full of thoughts. Let's go.
Let's go.
All right, gang, let's jump into this shit. As my voice just cracked, YouTube, you can see I got a new little background here. Uncle Bobby moved around his house a little bit because reasons, but this is going to be a minute steak because I'm not going to lie. I saw something on Twitter today that was just kind of like a lingering fucking fart. I just couldn't get that smell out of my nose. So I was just like, you know what? I think I need a rant about this bullshit. Now, gang, the premise behind today's little rant, and it's going to be a minute's sake, is you got to understand, midterms are coming up. And not even close to bullshitting, right? Getting Trump out of the White House was step el numero one. Again, podcasters, you can't see me, but Uncle Bobby just put up the middle finger. I have done dozens of tweets, dozens of videos, dozens of fucking podcasts on how fucked up Donald Trump actually fucking was. But, gang, if you ask me, getting rid of Donald Trump was quite literally the equivalent, again, chopping the weed off at the top and leaving the root system there to grow another weed, right? Again, there are names that never need to be spoken ever the fuck again, right? And you guys know the list, and how many of am I going to leave off, right? Again, let's get the top ones. Marjorie Taylor Fuckface Greene. Lauren the Uneducated Felon Boebert. Madison Fuckface Cawthorn. Jim fucking Jordan. Gang, there's a laundry list of people that we never need to hear from ever the fuck again. Fuckface Ted Cruz, right? The list is endless. You guys gotta understand that getting Trump out of the White House was literally the step number one. We still have about 53 steps that we have to take before we can even consider saying that this house is even partially clean, right? Uncle Bobby didn't even bring any fucking alcohol. This is totally impromptu. Now I need some fucking booze, but I'm committed to this show. Gang, I saw a picture on Twitter today, and this is the lingering fart that I was talking about. I saw a picture on Twitter, and it was this lady, and the words on her shirt read, what was it? I'd much rather have the pussy grab than the COVID jab. Now, gang, do you have any idea how fucked up that really is? Again, Uncle Bob is not even close to bullshitting right now. I've said it once, I've said it before. This is where we are. This is where we are in this country. You want to know the difference between the COVID shot now and the COVID shot a year and a half, 2 years ago? You want to know the difference? The guy sitting in the Oval Office. That's it. Do you guys remember when, you know, Operation Warp Speed and all this other bullshit? This is when I still had Fox on my subscription, right? Now, I remember watching it. Ainsley Earhart, look at Brian Kilmeade, whoever the fuck is with the glasses. It was, I think that's Fox and Friends, right? Uncle Bobby should have gotten some fucking alcohol. Should I do it? We're going to give it a run. You know what? First take only, motherfuckers. Sit there and look at the Saints flag. You guys are going to start to lose me here in a little bit. But I don't give a shit. I'm just going to keep on yelling. You want to know why? Do you guys want to know why? It's because the show must go on. Now, I have no idea how much it is you guys caught. But that's just the way it works out. This is Uncle Bobby's podcast. Let's get some alcohol. Like I've always said, it can't be gin and motherfucking truth without a little bit of gin. Where the fuck was I? Fox News. I remember when the vaccine first came out after Operation Warp Speed. Now, they were talking about, and I remember even fuckface Geraldo Rivera. Guy, you remember the good old days when he was just a talk show host? You guys remember when it is, what was he, whose vault did he find? Was it like Jimmy Hoffa or whatever the fuck? Open that shit up, not a fucking thing in it. Remember when his monkey ass had the goddamn Ku Klux Klan on there? Geraldo Rivera, a man of Latino descent. Are you fucking kidding me? They threw that fucking chair across, bam, hit his monkey ass in the nose. Guess who's not shocked? The black dude. Let's keep this thing going. They kept talking about this should be called the Trump vaccine. You guys remember that? Well, he invented it. He should get all the credit. Okay, fuckface, stop. He did not invent the vaccine. He just did it, right? Was he the president when the shit was developed? Yes. Did he push it? Apparently, he did. Way to go. I'm not going to jerk him off for it because he was also the guy who was responsible for the world's worst, literally, world's worst response time, was caught on tape talking about how he wanted to downplay the fucking virus. You remember when he was sitting there with all the fucking coons? Terrence Williams on the one side. Who were the other? Shower Mildew and Rock Crot. I mean, it's going to go away. It's going to be a miracle in the summer. Guess what, fuck faces? It's only fucking accelerated. We've got Lambda, Omicron. We got Dorothy. We got Richard. Please go fuck yourself. Right? We got school districts in Texas right now that are shutting schools down. And I don't want to hear shit that it's no worse than a fucking bee sting. Please go fuck yourself. We don't shut schools down for bee stings, right? But back on topic. The only difference between this vaccine and the one from, again, 2 years ago, the president that's in the White House. That's really it. Gang, that shirt bothered me. There are things that will make me walk out of a movie or stop watching a TV series just like that. One of them, violence towards animals. I don't find it entertaining. Uncle Bobby, he's out. The second thing is rape. Maybe it's because of what it is I do for a living. I don't know. I don't care. You don't make jokes about rape. That's why I told you. I don't fuck with Christians who sit here and want to tell me that rape is proof of God. I was like, you need to please go fuck yourself. And I do mean with the prickly cactus, right? I'd much rather have the pussy grab than the COVID jab. Gang, that's where we are right now. We're at a point, because what this person was referring to, if you ask me, is this person would much rather have Trump back in leadership than get the COVID shot. Do you guys have any idea how fucked up that is? I'm serious. I don't even think I have a joke in all of today's episode. It's like the January the 6th one. I got nothing for you that'll make you laugh. I'm just sitting here pissed the fuck off. I've said it in other shows, and that is now quite literally, I've got proof of it. If Joe Biden said the best way to be able to retire is to save more than what you spend, what would Trumplicans do at this stage, gang, right? You'd have all those idiots I just named, right? Madison Garland would be the first one to get up there. You don't let that lib fucking tell you what to do. You run up all your fucking credit cards. You just go into fucking paz. You've got to be kidding me. Now, I did a video. I can't believe you guys like that shit so much. Thank you so much. I'm over 5,000 views on that fucking video. But in order to own the libs, There's some asshole sitting up there talking about you need to drink piss. And before you guys sit here and say, well, Uncle Bobby, that's just a really extreme example. Is it? Ivermectin. Yeah, and you know what? I do know. I am very well aware that there's kind of human-grade ivermectin, and then there's veterinary-grade ivermectin. That was disgusting. You guys just saw me spit something out. YouTube. Damn, Uncle Bobby, you got no manners. Who gives a shit? But the bottom line is, people weren't going to MDs to get their ivermectin. They weren't. They were going to feed stores. To the point, I remember, where was that? Was that NPR? But I remember listening, and this person, the reporter, was doing this kind of this undercover kind of quote-unquote and calling feed stores. Again, the place where you go get baby pigs, rabbits, chickens, you know, deer corn so you can go hunting. People are going to these places to get their ivermectin, horse and cow fucking dewormer. Calling feed stores. Why is my voice so fucking gravelly? Gang, you know what it is? Fucking Texas, it's 76 degrees. Keep in mind, it's January the fucking 13th. What kind of raggedy bullshit is that? Right? So this is allergies you guys are hearing. I get constant fucking COVID tests. Are you kidding me? I'm paranoid as shit. But back on topic. And this reporter was calling feed stores, asking them about their supply of ivermectin. And the reporter called this one store and was like, yes, we've got ivermectin on the shelves. But if you're going to come and buy some, please tell me it's for a horse. Okay, that's where we are. That's where we are in this fucking country, right? So again, don't tell me I'm taking shit to extremes. Right now, there's someone who's drinking piss. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. You know why they're doing it? To own the libs. That's scary. And these fuckers have voter registration cards. That's why I'm saying midterms are fucking important. Are you kidding me? But back on this fucking t-shirt. There was a company that thought that was catchy enough that they were going to print it. Gang, it's kind of like what I told you. I think it was in yesterday's show or 2 days ago. Fuck me. I can't believe I have to talk about this. I really don't. I really don't. But here the fuck it is I am. Again, there was a man with the world's worst tan. All you fucking Trumplicans, I just belched. Hashtag unprofessional. You know good and goddamn well with someone who knocked on your fucking front door who looked like that with that orange fucking tan for a date, you close the fucking front door. You'd much rather jerk. What do you want to talk about with this asshole? A man who sat there and joked about sexual assault, who made jokes about rape. Are you fucking kidding me? His language is vile. His persona is vile. Everything about this man is fucked up. What did Trumplicans say to own, you know, our criticisms of their president? Oh, well, I'm so bad. I supported the orange man who said bad things. Shut the fuck up. I already explained that. Go back to yesterday's show. Get the further deeper dive. Please go fuck yourself. But this is where we are. We're at a point. In order to own the libs, people are willing to die. In order to own the libs, people are willing to spread a very contagious fucking virus. Again, the only difference between this vaccine and this vaccine, podcasters, you can't see me, I'm just putting up my two hands, is fucking nothing. Nothing. The only difference is on this side, the right-hand side, literally the right-hand side, when Trump put his stamp of approval on it, what did conservatives say? Right? They jacked his monkey ass the fuck off. This is the greatest invention of all time. Trump even said that to Candace Fuckface Owens. Go look that shit up. This is the greatest medical discovery in the history of mankind. Trump, shut the fuck up. When Trump put his stamp of approval on it, it was the greatest thing ever. Now that Biden is mandating it, people don't want it. And now we're making jokes about rape and sexual assault versus getting a life-saving fucking vaccine. How did we get here? This is just sad to me. It just really is. I'm sitting here thinking about all the video roles and audio roles that I've heard where people are sitting there literally making excuses for behavior that is what keeps me employed. Making excuses for a man. Again, rape is about power. It is not about sexual attraction. And Trump was asked straight up to his orange, ugly ass face about rape. And they even brought up the name of an accuser. You know what his monkey ass said? She's not my type. You know what the audience did? They laughed and cheered. Please go fuck yourselves. This is the country that we're in. We are comparing a life-saving vaccine to sex crimes. That's where we are. Are you ready to drag your monkey ass through the fucking polls? And don't tell me that this is a fucking slam dunk, because it's not. I thought, just like everyone else, that Hillary beating Donald Trump was a shoo-in. How shocked were we all when we woke up after Super Tuesday to find out that an unqualified reality TV show host is now the commander-in-chief? My father honorably fucking served. And I told you, by today's definition, my dad's not a patriot. If my dad was still active, he would have to salute Donald Trump. You don't think that doesn't make Uncle Bobby just a little bit upset? Are you fucking kidding me? The man is disgusting. And a good portion of this country, like in the millions, they still support him. He's still going around telling people that the election was rigged, and those people still believe him. Are you ready to get your ass to the fucking polls? Midterms are next year. To quote noted historian and philosopher Sean Connery in The Untouchables, what are you prepared to do? How many people are you willing to drag to the fucking polls? This isn't a shoo-in. I live in Texas, gang. I've already told you that. I live in Texas where fuckface Ted Cruz, he's probably going to win. I'm not going to lie. I have absolutely zero trust in Texas. Because it's not like what you guys are seeing now on the national stage is what we Texans have seen since fucking forever. Everyone who knows who Ted Cruz is worse off for knowing his name. Are you ready to go to the polls? Again, I read a shirt that literally said, I would much rather take the pussy grab than the COVID jab. People are willing to die to own the libs. What are you ready to do? You got to be kidding me. Austin, Texas scam call. Please go fuck yourself. Let's get some more alcohol. Like I said, this is just a minute state. I'm not going to do 3, 4, 5 parts and shit. I just had to get this shit off my chest again. This has been a lingering fart. If you're watching this, you probably like, what seems to be the fucking problem? Of course you take the fucking COVID shot and Donald Trump's a piece of shit. But that's us talking. You guys have got to understand that his influence is still there. You want to know why Ted Cruz is acting the way he does? Ted Cruz and people like him, Ron DeSantis, all these assholes, they know they cannot take any advancement without kissing the ring. And by kissing the ring, I mean sucking up to Trump supporters. Because whether the orange baboon runs or not, it's irrelevant. He has exposed. Did I belch? I just belch. Hashtag a professional. He has exposed the xenophobic, homophobic, transphobic, just name all the phobics underbelly that this country had swept under the rug. Now these fuckers have a fucking megaphone. Did you guys ever stop to think for 2 fucking seconds that just 3-4 years ago, there would be Nazis on our fucking streets in broad daylight? Did you ever stop to think that maybe for 1 fucking second that the president of the United States would have their back? Did you ever stop to think that? Did you ever stop to think that black guys taking a knee before a fucking song, they would be trash while white murderers are being fucking endorsed by the president of the United States? People are cheering for this. Now we have people literally saying, I would much rather die than take the COVID shot because I'm supporting Donald Trump. And now it's an animal that's outgrown Donald Trump because now Trump is even saying, take the vaccine. I've done it. Do you remember what his audience are now saying? Boo! Boo! This animal, this beast, this mutation has grown further than just Donald Trump. Now they are worshiping the idea of Donald Trump. And that's more dangerous. And the only way we are going to beat this animal, this political fucking kraken, is to get your ass to the polls. What are you ready to do? Again, we thought Hillary beating Donald was a fucking shoo-in. How wrong were we all? How many of us sat on our asses and didn't do a fucking thing thinking, oh, my neighbor's going to vote. It'll be okay. Okay, why is this dude walking in front of my house? This is making me nervous. I'm a pattern guy, and this fucker and his Doberman has walked in front of my house way too many times. Dude, if you don't get your monkey ass out in front of my house, I swear to God, I'm going to go nuts. But back on topic. Again, if Joe Biden said, do not hit your dick with a hammer, conservatives, you would not be able to go to Home Depot, Lowe's, anywhere and find a hammer on the shelves. And you know I'm right. What do you think they would do with it? They'd hit the head of their dick just to own the libs. I'd much rather the pussy grab than the COVID jab. Again, if you're listening to this podcast, you think she's a fucking moron. How many people in this country, tens of millions, think that that is the most phenomenal shirt? I'm going to buy 12 and hand them to my family members. I know people who still won't get the quote unquote jab. Again, you know the difference between those of us that are rational and those of us that are Trump supporters, because no, you can't be a Trump supporter at this point and still call yourself rational. Please go fuck yourself. I'm vaccinated. I got the shots. When someone calls it the jab, you're talking to a fucking Trumplican. You need to take 3 or 4 steps back. Don't turn your back on them. And while you're doing it, while your phone's in your pocket, you need to be dialing 911. Right? How fast can we get this fucker in a fucking straitjacket? Again, I told you, I don't give a fuck anymore. Please go fuck yourselves. These people, I've got a mental illness. These fuckers are crazy. So, okay, I want to wrap this shit up, but I'm going to tell you, seriously, what are you prepared to do? How many people are you ready to drag to the polls? The midterms are more important than simply getting Joe Biden in the White House. I've got my criticisms of Joe Biden. Far from perfect. But finally, we can talk about someone's political non-accomplishments versus their moral fucking character, Jack. Okay, let's wrap this one up. Uncle Bobby's going to go back and clean his house. I just had to do this one because, again, this has been a lingering fucking intellectual fart. I had to do some ranting. All right, gang, Uncle Bobby has given you one big motherfucking problem. So as a result, Uncle Bobby's going to give you one big motherfucking solution. Trump supporters, shut the fuck up. again, here we are. If Joe Biden said brush after every meal, you fuckers would not brush your teeth. If he said look both ways before you cross the street, you'd find the busiest intersection you could, close your eyes, bam, run right in the middle of it. You would. You absolutely would. All Joe Biden has said from the dawn of his fucking presidency is get your monkey ass a fucking shot. And here we are. Now we're putting a life-saving vaccine in the same category as a sex crime. Again, if you're listening to this show, you're more than likely on my fucking side. Again, I just found out that people are looking at both my YouTube channels. If you add up both YouTube channels, my followers on my podcast, I'm right under 400 people. Way to go, me. Gang, there's 400 people in my county that probably have my first, middle, and last name. Who gives a shit? There are literally tens of millions of people who are still Trump supporters. They saw that shirt and thought it was fucking hilarious. And these are the people that are digging their heels in. And they are literally willing to die to own the libs. I'm not even a fucking Democrat. I'm a fucking independent just like my fucking dad. But now I have to claim Democrat because we need strength and fucking numbers. What are you prepared to do? So again, I'm signing this one off. But the shit is scary. These are the most important midterms, at least in my very short life, that we've ever had. Do not think for wherever you live, wherever the fuck it is you live in the United States, do not take this fucking vote for fucking granted. These assholes are dangerous and they mean business. Again, I'm knocking on wood. Some of y'all are going to take this as the world's worst comparison, but it's not. Right? The radicalized, no, this is not all Muslims. Please go fuck yourself. But the ones who sit there and they say, before they strap C4 under their balls and walk into a synagogue, commit 9/11, they're the ones who say, we love death more than you love life. That is the same thing here. The American Taliban is right fucking here. These are the fucks who would rather die than do anything a Democrat said, no matter how much it would help them. The only way that we are going to even come close to washing the stench off of the body that we call America is if enough of us, with logic and common sense, take our monkey asses to the polls and cast the right vote. All right, gang, the big guy's held you long enough. He's signing the fuck off. Jen and Truth, let's go. And Truth, let's go. Jen and Truth, yeah.